Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
That's it. Start the week by keeping secrets. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. All right, how's your weekend? I saw on social media you were skiing and had a good time.
It was excellent. The skiing good. Was wonderful. Everyone had a wonderful time. And one of my best friends, one of the family,
yeah.
Christy, she got on skis for the first time.
Oh.
Star student.
There you go. Right out of the gate.
Yep, it was great. We had a really, really nice time.
Good.
Lots of skiing, lots of beverages, lots of excellent food.
All right.
Good times at Greek Peak.
I took care of my mama because that's what I do at my age. I drive to Wilkes-Barre and I take care of my mama.
That's because you're so sweet and you love your mother.
Who's approaching 82 years old in just a little wee bit.
God bless her soul.
And she is, yeah. Here's the latest thing my mom does. She randomly starts making food.
Oh, no. And then what?
Never thinks of asking. Just like if you came over my place tonight and say, hey, Laura, you want a hamburger? Or you want a salad? You go, yeah, Tom. So we whip up a salad.
Sure.
No, my mom gets up from the kitchen table because everything in the coal region happens at the kitchen table.
Oh, for sure.
You've got beautiful rooms in the house, but no, sit in the kitchen.
Everyone sits in. That's a thing.
It is.
Everybody just congregates in the kitchen.
No matter what coal region you come from, it's a coal region thing. So we're sitting in the kitchen. She just gets up and puts bacon in the microwave, which I hate bacon in the microwave anyway, but that's what she does. And I'm like looking at her. And then she starts cutting tomatoes and lettuce. And she pops bread in the toaster.
BLTs?
I'm like, well, yeah. Mama needs a BLT. Like in the middle of conversation, she needs a BLT.
Did she offer you one?
She made it for me. I didn't want it. I was like,
oh, she wasn't.
When she was done, she puts it in front of me. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is this?
Eat something, she says.
Eat something.
What am I having a Snickers moment? I'm wondering. And I'm like, what?
She's a coal region grandma, though. Well, that's what they do.
Well, you going to make one?
No. Do you have Italian in you? Like a little sprinkle of Italian?
I don't think so. I
should eat something. Eat. Like,
no,
that's,
no,
what,
no, that's
manja,
my
manja.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I should back up because it was shortly after I arrived. She says, you want some chili? I was like, no. I don't need chili on Sunday morning. No. And she was like, I made a big bowl of chili. And I'm like, a big pot of chili. I said, Mom, I don't like chili.
Yeah.
Since when? I said, since I was a kid.
Yeah, like.
So she doesn't believe me. Ah, you're messing with me.
Oh, geez.
So then like 2 hours go by, sitting at the kitchen table talking. She randomly makes a BLT for me. I tell her I don't want it. I'm sitting there drinking a bottle of lemon water. What does this tell you, Mom? You know, I'm trying to drop some weight. And then my brother shows up and she says, you want some chili? And he says, no, I just had lunch. She goes, your brother won't eat my chili. He says, he's hated chili all his life.
Oh, no.
it was like an episode of Seinfeld.
It's like a sitcom right there.
Yeah. And she says, oh, go ahead. You guys are probably in cahoots with each other.
And you're like, no, I really just don't like chili.
So she says, then I handed him a BLT. He doesn't like that either. I said, I did not say I didn't like it. I said, I didn't want it. Ask me.
You said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll throw it in the garbage.
Oh, jeez. But what was she eating?
She wasn't eating anything.
Exactly, that's the thing. That's a grandma thing. Like, they make all the food, but then they don't want to. No, I'll just have a nibble.
I'm, like, dizzy. By the time the whole afternoon's over, I'm like, you know, I'd rather be home watching the Pro Bowl. That's how exciting this visit is. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to drive home.
Even talk about the Pro Bowl.
Well, we have to, because Matt's going to be in a few minutes, and he's so excited about it.
Even
though his NFC lost.
Listeners, we have like a group text. I was not kind to
no, you
to
weren't
the Pro
kind
Bowl
to
yesterday. I was sending all kinds of silly, inappropriate
memes.
Made
me laugh. So there you go.
Yeah, anyway.
One of us was skiing. One of them was taking care of their 82-year-old mom. And the other was super excited about the Pro Bowl. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs because no one trains you like
94KX with late night TV from Friday night. The big game is coming this weekend, and the commercials are always a subject.
I heard that CBS is refusing to air an ad that calls for legalizing weed during the Super Bowl. Instead, they're just going to air one of those Matthew McConaughey ads that makes you feel like you're high. I'm going to turn left here. Then I'm going to go, all right. No, I'm not going to do that. Come on, you do.
Come on.
I had to do all right.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Life worth talking about.
I'm not a morning person.
Tom and Laura in the morning, all for you every single day. This is why we're here. 94KX, happy Monday. Matt's finally with us. Here
he
comes this guy.
Good morning, all.
Tell us how great the Pro Bowl was. Go ahead. We want to hear it.
There were some fun moments still, but I would say this game doesn't, if I'm ranking other Pro Bowls, this does not rank towards the top. I'll say that. The NFC offense wasn't particularly great yesterday.
The whole thing sucked from beginning to end. Come on, Matt. You need to admit this.
I'll admit, I didn't watch a single down. I didn't even...
I know you did.
Watched the whole thing from start to finish as I constructed my new man cave down in my basement in my new house.
Just in time for the big game.
Of course.
New house,
yes.
New man cave.
And soon there'll be a nice new sectional couch downstairs.
Somebody went shopping.
Well, we did over the weekend, yes.
Hey. Now, what kind of sectional? Does it have one of those nice, like, long pieces that you can stretch out on at the end?
Yes, we are getting that part.
There you go.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes. All right.
And a couple of recliners? Not one, but two help? Boop, boop, boop.
No recliners in this, but I do have another, like...
Recliner.
Like a lazy boy kind of thing.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Now, you're only married about a year. You got a brand new house. I got to ask you, is she allowed in the man cave?
She is, but she herself will admit she's never coming down.
I
have about 90% of it constructed, okay. and she was like, I'm never coming down.
She didn't add anything, did she? Like, here, let's put a big flower vase here, and you're like, hey, it's a man cave, no flowers.
I will say, though, being the good husband that I am, because all my stuff is Eagle stuff, I said, if you want to add some Steelers gear, even Pirates gear, she's Pittsburgh, I'll add it, but I'm not adding Penguins gear. Like, that's a no.
Oh, that's where you draw the
that's
line.
That's where I draw the line.
Flyers, Penguins.
Exactly. There will be no Penguins gear in my household.
No Penguins gear.
But I'm okay with the Steelers and the Pirates.
Oh, my goodness. How generous of you, Matt.
But I'll tell you what. When you only get one room in the whole house, you know, it should be the man room. You know what I mean? I had one of those once, then I lost the whole house. But that's besides the point.
Interestingly enough, so we recently had our washer and dryer moved by a good friend.
Into the man cave?
No.
Into
the soon-to-be utility room at the new house. And while our buddy Matt, shout out Matt, how's it going? while he was there, of course, he and Keith were discussing the next large renovation project.
Which would be the man cave.
No, it was supposed to be the kitchen, but then I was overruled.
And
you know what, though? It was explained to me, the little woman in this situation, that it makes more sense to start from the bottom up.
Oh, because there's major construction.
Yes, and so I did have to concede, because at first I was like, over my dead body, are you guys building a bar before I have a fully functioning kitchen?
That's what you have to. You got to be vigilant on this, because like,
if there's one 2x4
that resembles a bar before the kitchen is done.
Oh my Lord. I was like, guys. Keith is like, and we can put the TV here and I can have my video gaming rocker here. And I was just like, I swear to you, if I still have to go to the basement to the refrigerator in a year's time, there's going to be problems.
Yeah. You got to work on that kitchen. So news guy, Matt's got his man cave. Laura still doesn't have her kitchen. And I don't really still have a place to live. I still live in a box under the bridge in Northumberland.
But you still got to watch the Pro Bowl yesterday, which is both important.
Be careful, though. Tom, be careful. The polar vortex is coming. Do you need to come and live in the basement or in the man cave?
I don't know. We'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good.
Details on the news, sports, and the vortex, otherwise known as AccuWeather. Coming up, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
What does your morning sound like?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Well, the government shutdown is over, and
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Actually,
is it really all over? I mean, let's put it behind us.
I did read a couple of articles over the weekend that did say that certain organizations within the government, like the IRS, for example, because this came at a really bad time.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it came at a real good time for America for the IRS to be messed up. Hey, you guys take a couple of years to get your stuff together. Thanks.
Except no, because that means our returns, if we're receiving returns, could be a bit later. And I know a lot of people kind of use that as like...
Okay, we need our returns, but you guys that investigate people, take some time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just glad that it's over, because I do have several friends who work for various governmental agencies, and they kind of said, we're good through February 1st, but we have savings, but after that, it's going to be really tough. And I know that they were some of the lucky ones, because others were struggling to make ends meet. I know that. So
it's over with. Who won? Who lost? Who cares? But it was good that it ended on Friday, just in time for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, President Trump temporarily reopened the government. And I know liberals are tweeting out, Trump caved, Trump caved. But y'all got to calm down. Stop gloating. You didn't win yet. The man is still one tweet away from calling a national state of emergency and bringing back slavery. Act like he's still crazy.
One of the factors that led to Trump making a deal was the ground delays that were building up at LaGuardia Airport. You know you're failing as a president when you've somehow made LaGuardia worse. The ground delays occurred because the shutdown was causing what airline industry unions called a level of risk we cannot even calculate, which also happens to be the slogan for Spirit Airlines.
Saturday Night Live. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next to check on the sports and the polar vortex AccuWeather. In the meantime, Laura's looking up silly things on the internet because that's part of her job, and she's fine. She's just found a meat-eating rabbit.
Oh, my gosh. So I follow National Geographic.
Which, of course, you do. Because
yes, of course, you
yes, do. Matt yeah. and I do, too. We were just discussing it just moments ago.
National Geographic? Oh, good.
Yes, yes.
He says with sarcasm.
Or maybe it was the Pro Bowl. We were talking about something.
So it's a picture of an Arctic hare.
An Arctic hare.
In a crazy twist, eating the carcass of the Canadian lynx.
Okay.
That, okay, I can't even go on. What just happened?
This is our like the Super Bowl.
Part of our studio lights just went out.
All our lights just went out. And we're standing in the dark.
What
just
happened?
I have no idea. Wow. Let's keep talking, though. So
okay.
Maybe they'll come back on.
It threw me off
as
my story.
As soon as you said meat-eating rabbit, the lights went out.
So this Arctic hare was caught in a wildlife researcher's photograph eating the carcass of a Canadian lynx, which ironically is its main predator.
So this is like the Monty Python movie come real.
Monty Python was right.
It's just a rabbit.
It has sharp teeth. It leaps about. Look at the bones.
Look at the bones.
Run away.
Run away. That's not the actual news, but that's
no,
the news
I mean,
today.
I shared it on my personal Facebook page, but I mean, I could share it on the 94KX page if anyone's interested.
Anybody?
I'm more interested.
Anybody?
Probably not.
I heard crickets.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. So the government shutdown is over and there's no wall. You could have your opinion on it all you want. We don't dabble in politics here with Tom and Laura.
No, that's just
politics, religion, sex. Three things you don't want to talk about, really.
It's like in mixed company. And like I think every time we're on the radio, we're in mixed company.
Yes.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, their own beliefs. And I don't want to get preachy to people.
And then social media goes nuts when you say something. Oh. Even if you say it as a joke, it's just like,
bah! Right.
But joking is what I'm here for. It's what I've been put in front of a microphone for over 40 years ago.
Oh, so we're prefacing something.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Lego has decided to help out with the situation.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's a really nice thing.
From Lego, the wall. Your kids can help shore up the southern border and have fun doing it with Lego's The Wall. Oh. Just place one brick on top of another until you have a wall. That's it.
Can I build a castle?
No.
How about a spaceship?
No.
Well, that's such...
Wait, what do you care, kid? Your parents are paying for it. How about this, pal? Build that wall high enough and you can keep your sister out of your room.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Build a wall. Build a wall.
Lego. Helping American kids build walls and injure their parents' feet since 1932.
Now there's that foot thing, yeah. One between the toes in the middle of the night.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, it does.
It's the super...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. We got something coming up for you, which is funny. The video made me laugh. I'll just tell you that much. And also, coming up, the top 10 dirty moments in Sunday and Monday night football broadcasting. Because sometimes if you're not watching the game, you just listen to what they're saying. Chris Collinsworth is like the worst ever. Now, I like him as a broadcaster, but you'll be like walking away to go to the refrigerator to get a drink, and he'll say something, boy, I'd like to squeeze him hard right there. And you'd be like, wait, what did he say? But then they're showing some kind of block, a squeeze block or something.
Every once in a while, though, I do have to say that. I have to say, stop it, Tom. Because you'll throw in a little tiny bit of innuendo every now and again.
Yes, I do. I was trained by one of the best, a man named Jack Richards in radio back in the 70s and 80s. He trained me how to say the dirtiest things ever without saying anything dirty.
It's funny.
Howard Stern should have learned how to do that.
He did. Well, no. Yeah. He just put it out there.
He just put it out there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And a lot of other things, but yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like we need to talk about the video that we're going to share on the 94KX Facebook page.
We could do that. We have birthday buddies coming up. But yeah, we could do that. But it has to do with Sean McVay.
Who's pretty. He's pretty.
And Laura,
the Rams head coach, for those who don't know.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Matt. He's a very pretty man. He looks like Beckham.
He works out. He obviously works out. He takes care of himself.
He looks like the soccer player without the ink.
I don't know the name, but the Rams strength and conditioning coach. Also, not horrible to look at.
Okay, good. So you got McVay with all the product in his hair and that 3-day growth, which is always just perfect.
It's perfect. It is. It looks good.
And when he puts his play card up to his face to hide what he's calling, Laura gets upset because she wants to see the rest of his face.
I do. As do, I think, maybe most American women.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The strength and conditioning coach is his spotter. Now, this
we're
video,
talk about this now.
This video has been floating around. It's been floating around. Uh-huh. And apparently, coach can't pay attention. He cannot multitask. So he needs someone to pull him back when he steps on the field or gets in the ref's way. Because right. That's a thing. You could get
or
a flag
if he gets
for
run
that.
Over, too. Yes. Yeah.
Because they're backpedaling. Yeah. They're trying to go and, like, watch the plays and watch the call. So people are defending him, saying that, well, he's focused on the game. He's focused on the plays.
Stop it.
He shouldn't be. He doesn't need to pay attention where he is.
Well, okay. He kind of does, yeah. So we're going to share the video. We're going to talk about it.
We're going to share the video.
I'll save my rant for then when we share the video.
We're going to share the video. We're going to talk about it. The thing about it is, at the end of the day, how do I get that job?
You want to be Sean McVay's spotter, do you?
I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, here we go.
We'll talk to you ladies about that coming up. Today, some celebrity musical birthdays, if you care to sing, birthday buddies. Joey Fatone is 42. Joey from NSYNC.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay. We have some hip-hop people. Rakim is 51 years old today. Rick Ross, the chubby rapper, is 43 today. You might not know these people, so it's all good. But here's one. Sarah McLachlan is 51 today.
Oh, no.
Bring in the frozen puppies, and let's sing In the Arms of an Angel.
Is that your favorite commercial, Laura?
No. Absolutely not.
I have to shut it off. I start crying.
They're a little bit annoying, but then also I get emotional.
There you go.
I can't stand them.
Yeah. So it's In the Arms of Birthday Buddies.
Very good, because it is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Leitzel. She's from Tower City. She's 42 today.
Lisa Clark from Port Treverton is 46.
Shelly Swank from Cole Township is 49. Happy birthday.
Cora Reber is 46 today. Happy birthday.
Lynn Strohacker from Cole Township, 48.
Sonia Acker from Shemokin is 37. Happy birthday.
Deb Sterling is 61 today. Happy birthday, Deb.
Mallory McClure is 32.
Stacy Steininger from Middleburg is 38. Happy birthday.
Deborah Ketchum from Lewisburg is 63 today.
Nicole Hood from Herndon is 33.
Tracy Federoff from Sunbury is 48. Happy birthday.
Erica Gordon from Northumberland is lordy, 40.
Richard Quinlan from Danville is 44.
Trisha Band from Cull Run is 46. Happy birthday.
Joshua Seeley from Northumberland is 28 today. Happy birthday, Josh.
Sally Leisenfeld from Sealands Grove is 46.
Trudy Yoder is 55. Happy birthday.
And Lacey Dorkowski is 26 today.
Sharon Stender from Sunbury is 33.
Everybody's got a birthday, you know.
That's right, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, along with Sarah McLachlan, feel free to text message us, 49330. You can call us, 1-800-326-94KX, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page.
Let's do it for Sarah.
Okay. In the arms of birthday buddies, it's 94KX.
That was beautiful.
94KX. Live that
fantasy. Speaking of living fantasies, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, still talking about Rams coach Sean McVay and his spotter, assistant coach, both who are, how did you put it, quite pleasing to the eye?
They are quite pretty to look at.
Okay, there you go.
The strength and conditioning coach, I mean, I just need to ask him, do you work out? Clearly, he never goes to the gym.
Stop it. The guy's got arms like my thighs.
He does.
Okay? So we shared the video.
We did. It's on the 94KX Facebook page. And this video has been floating around for the past week or so, a couple of days.
Super Bowl hype.
And it's literally the assistant coach, the strength and conditioning coach, who then his other job title is spotter. And he follows
The head coach
around, making sure that he doesn't get in the way of the officials, step onto the field. Like, you know how head coaches
that's
get yelled
job.
At. Step back, coach. So that's his job. And it's hilarious because he, like, does the side shuffle.
I know. He looks good. He looks good doing it. But you say you enjoy watching it? You want a camera.
I want a camera dedicated.
Those two during the Super Bowl.
I think that the Super Bowl would be so much more interesting for me and other women across America if there was just a camera dedicated solely to these two people interacting with one another on the sidelines. And then I could have my split screen with the Puppy Bowl on the left and then pretty LA Rams coaches on the right. And that would be my Super Bowl experience until halftime.
Look at news guy Matt's
this
face.
That would be an all-time low in Super Bowl history right there.
No, I say change approved. That sounds like my kind of game.
SMH is all I have to say.
I don't need to be watching the play and the action. That's the head coach's job.
Okay.
I just want to watch the spotter spot the head coach.
All right, Movie Mike is coming up in a bit. What do you think about Sean McVay?
This is why I don't watch football.
Because you don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No, but it sounds bizarre.
Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
I have no idea.
See, he's Movie Mike. So we have three totally different opinions.
Actually,
guy Matt's about, his head's ready to explode.
It is. Just right? hold on, Matt.
Because he's the sports guy. He loves, and you want to look at the coach's dupa for the whole game, getting pulled off
you
the field.
You know what? I'm going to go on record. Men have been objectifying women for eons. I think I'm allowed to say, hey, I want to look at some pretty boys during this sporting event. Like, that's okay. They're good looking.
All right. Sounds good. Watch the video on our Facebook page.
Yes, we shared it. I do have to ask, though, do you think this is an L.A. thing, Movie Mike? Because he is the entertainment guy.
Oh, okay. Do you think pretty coaches deserve pretty spotters?
Sure. Why not?
See, he doesn't know.
It works for me.
Okay. Along those same lines, we are going to air the top 10 dirty moments in Sunday and Monday Night Football.
Oh, boy.
We have done this throughout the season where there's an individual audio cut. Well, now we have compiled the top 10 things that sound dirty in football.
But they're not.
But actually aren't.
Number 10.
And there goes 320 pounds of man right on his back.
Number 9.
Just squeezing this thing back in. Ooh. Get that in there.
Number 8.
Big Foley exploits it.
7.
Great interior push to that backdoor swim move.
6.
Backdoor. Awful.
Smacking him in the face with his helmet on.
Number 5.
He has a grab on it.
2 links of a chain.
4.
When he extends, gets plenty of extension.
3.
He is going to be the slot.
Stop
so good
it, Tom.
At snatching it back into their body and not losing it.
2.
To have the guts to stand in there and deliver these balls.
Stuff.
Number 1.
And you saw Mahomes put it in his left hand. I was anxious to watch that one.
There you go, the top 10 moments from this season.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, for current and upcoming features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. If the Screen Actors Guild voters had gone into last night's SAG Awards with no goal other than to mess up the Oscars Best Picture race, consider it mission accomplished. They gave outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture, which is their version of Best Picture, to Black Panther. It beat out A Star Is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody. Of course, Black Panther has not won the top award in any other category or award show yet, so that was kind of interesting. Rami Malek did take home the SAG Award for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, while Glenn Close won Outstanding Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role for The Wife. In the supporting categories, Mahershala Ali won for Green Book, while Emily Blunt, who wasn't even nominated for an Oscar, won for A Quiet Place. And that suggests that in the Oscars, the Best Supporting Actress category is wide open.
Nice.
So
cool.
We don't even know who could be a frontrunner at this point. So
Yeah. Everybody
thought Amy Adams was going to win that, but she didn't, so who knows what's going to happen at the Oscars? We'll have to wait and see. Lady Gaga invited her A Star Is Born director and leading man Bradley Cooper to join her on stage Saturday.
I saw this.
You saw the video online?
Oh my God, okay. Yes. It was at her new review in Las Vegas. They just opened this past week, so the first couple shows of 2019, and he surprised the audience, and I watched the whole thing, and it was beautiful.
Sure it was.
Yeah, there's video of it online. She was doing her residency performance at Park MGM in Las Vegas. And, of course, they sang their Oscar-nominated duet, Shallow. The audience went berserk as Cooper stood in the audience and made his way to the stage, where Gaga greeted him with a lengthy bear hug. Cooper had a bit of a problem with his in-ear monitor, but quickly slipped back into his Jackson Maine persona to play the song that makes Gaga's Ally an overnight star in the acclaimed film. Star is Born has been nominated for 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. And, yeah, you should definitely get online and watch that.
It's a pretty cool moment. It kind of does, though, point out why singers need to warm up. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously, people
and
are
need
like,
to wear their earpiece.
Why do singers do all those weird, like weird that? I wish those two were together in real life.
Stop. Just stop.
But they're not. She's engaged. He has a beautiful wife and 2 children, I believe.
Stop.
Yeah. But
it's just a movie. Stop.
Again, Bradley Cooper on my list.
Okay.
Just saying.
And looking at the box office. I don't even know how to rebound. No.
Give us your list, Mike, of the top movies.
Glass was number 1 again for the second weekend with $19 million. The Upside was second with $12.2 million. Aquaman third with $7.4 million. The Kid Who Would Be King had kind of a weak opening. It opened in fourth with $7.3 million. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse rounds out the top 5 with $6.2 million. And the Anne Hathaway, Matthew McConaughey thriller Serenity was also sort of a bomb. It opened in eighth place with only $4.8 million. And this is one of those movies, I'm not sure whether this movie is brilliant or terrible. I just know that it has one of the most insane movie plot twists I have ever seen. And I think people are going to be talking about this. If they don't see it in theaters, they're going to be talking about it when it hits DVD and debating that twist.
Will you be talking about that twist on Friday?
I'll be reviewing the movie. Yeah, I'm not going to give the twist away, but yeah, I'll definitely be talking about the experience of watching that twist.
All right.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Have a good week, Mike.
You too.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of...
94.1 WQKX, on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. And Tom and Laura live, time to talk about the Ronald McDonald House and what is already the third annual Taste of the Town.
Jeanetta is joining us this morning in studio. It's Tom and Laura live, and we love when awesome community organizations come and talk about events that involve wine. And wine for a great cause. Good morning, Jeanetta.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Third annual Taste of the Town already.
Yeah.
And it's this weekend.
We're super excited.
Awesome. So what's going on? What's new this year?
So new this year is the Inn at Turkey Hill and the Turkey Hill Brewery.
Ooh.
Two of our favorite places.
Uh-huh.
Perfect, perfect. Wine, beer, what all is included in this ticket that benefits the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, so $40 gets you admission to the event. You get tastings of wine, beer, and spirits. Your food, live entertainment. We also have basket raffles, vendors, photo booth. A lot of fun and exciting things happening.
And just in case people don't know where it is, because it is only the third annual, but, you know, Laura and I love it. But where's this event? What time? Where's it going on?
It's at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds this Saturday in the Industrial Arts Building from 7 to 10.
All right.
So no need to worry about the cold. It's indoors, plenty of parking, plenty of bathroom space, awesome vendors, and of course it all supports a wonderful cause, which is the Ronald McDonald House in Danville. What's going on at the house this time of year? What are you guys focusing on?
We're focusing on providing more support for our families. We've seen more families reaching out to us this past year, needing a place to stay while their child's being treated at the Janet Wise Children's Hospital. So we're increasing our efforts to raise funds for those families.
That's awesome. And of course, what she's talking about is families who have a kiddo who's sick and they then don't have to pay for a place to stay, especially if that kiddo is in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah, we hate to see the families come in, but we love to reach out and give them a caring hand.
Right. So it is kind of a mixed bag of emotion there.
It is. A lot of families really appreciate the support that we provide to them. We have 17 bedrooms, 2 efficiency apartments, and can host up to 59 guests at one time. Since 1981, we've served over 390,000 families.
Oh, wow. My goodness. That number is staggering. So
now here's a chance Saturday night have a good time. And you get all your activities out of the way because it doesn't start till 7 at night. And help the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, schedule a date night. Bring your friends.
Right, that's what I was just saying to Tom off air. I was like, you know what? This is the perfect event for moms and dads. Get a babysitter for the kiddos. It's only a few hours. It's later in the evening, so the kiddos, maybe they eat some pizza with the babysitter, go to bed, and then support the Ronald McDonald House. Tickets are available at rmhdanville.org. I'm going to share all the details right now on the 94KX Facebook page. And then, of course, you guys have your own Facebook page with all the details.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're posting more and more information every day so everyone knows what's happening, who's going to be there. I also want to do a shout out to our sponsors.
Of course.
So thank you to Med Impact, Williams, Wise Markets, and of course our favorite Sunbury Broadcasting.
Yeah, of course.
Shameless self-promotion right there.
Shameless. Janetta, we love when you come in here and good luck. We hope it's another big blast. And you have a pair of tickets in your hand right now.
Yeah, we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Taste of the Town.
All right, so call right now if you have this Saturday free and you would like to come and support the Ronald McDonald House at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds for the 3rd annual Taste of the Town. Janetta, what caller should we take?
Let's go with 3.
All right.
3 is.
Caller number 3, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. Hey!
Tom and Laurie in the morning, 94KX on the way to work, and a Monday morning at 8:30 wouldn't be complete without Jimmy Fallon's thank yous.
Thank you, Sidewalk Salt, for being Margarita Salt that finally quit partying and got a job. Yeah.
Gonna need that this week.
Thank you, Throw Pillows, for being the decorative soap of my living room. I paid way too much for you, and we both know you're never getting used.
MacGyver eats him, though, so it's good.
That's true, yeah.
Thank you, Distress Shirts, for being perfect for people who want to pay $40 to look like they fell off a bike.
It's painful.
I don't buy distressed anything.
Stylish yet painful.
Thank you, KFC's gravy-scented candle, for being a great way to tell my friends I'm going through a weird time.
Gravy?
Thank you, guy who rents shoes at the bowling alley, for convincing me that one short spray is all I need between me and the 500 sweaty feet that came before.
That's true.
I think Laura and I were just talking about that, yeah.
Purple water.
Yeah, purple water.
Thank you, hand-painted wine glasses, for being the fastest way to tell your guests these have only ever been gently rinsed.
You can't clean these.
Yeah, you can't put them in a dishwasher.
Thank you, Disneyland, for opening your first ever brewery. Now parkgoers can stop feeling sleepy and grumpy and start feeling happy and dopey.
Yeah! There you have
That's
it.
That's great.
Thank you.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UP.
Tom and Laura in the morning. And in this corner, News Guy Matt. This is going to be so much fun.
Starting forward.
Starting point guard, whatever.
Starting forward, starting post, starting point guard. All I know is, Matt, I signed you up. You've been drafted, buddy.
To a certain team that I think I recognize this music towards?
Yes.
What team is this?
The Harlem Globetrotters, of course.
Yes. Okay, so the Harlem Globetrotters, they're coming to Bucknell, and I got a call from their promotions person.
Okay.
And we have tickets to give away. That's coming up next week. Okay. We're doing a couple of contests for some kiddos in the area. It's going to be a lot of fun. But they were like, do you have anybody who you think would like to play?
Oh,
and Tom's knee has been hurting him.
And my hip. And my other
and everything yes. else.
And
yeah.
So, and they were like, maybe from the morning show. And I was like, well, I could do it. But no, I'm going to have to be doing stuff at halftime. I was like, who could we get to play?
And guess who got volunteered, Matt?
Awesome.
Are you okay with it? Are you?
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I saw them one time when they came up in Wilkes-Barre at that now Mohegan Sun Arena, and I always loved them. So this is awesome.
Okay, yeah. I was worried that you were going to be bad.
Well, I mean, I still may embarrass myself, but I'll happily do it.
No, awesome. No. See, that's why we're telling you now, because the game is Wednesday, February 13th.
Okay, so I got some time to.
You got some time to start free throw.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna put a hoop up in the parking lot here.
Okay.
And practice your free throws. Yep. Also, practice your dribbling skills.
Yes.
the fake and go.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're picking. You're going to need to.
And don't practice dribbling during the polar vortex.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll do that.
You'll get frostbite. So you've been drafted. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. You need to practice your skills.
All right,
did you ever play basketball growing up?
I did. I played through eighth grade, so played before.
There you go. He's got some skills.
I wasn't very good, but I also played a little bit in college where I was known for a couple of step back threes in the clutch.
Awesome.
When I
pick up ball friend. You know?
There you go. How about that?
What position?
I'm more of a guard, you know?
Yeah, at least
I thought so. Yeah, he's not, a guard.
Point guard, shooting guard, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm definitely not center sized. Yeah, no.
You have it. All right.
That would end badly, unless they want to dunk on top of me, which, you know.
Over the top of your head.
I think they're probably going to do that.
Yeah, probably.
I would encourage them to do that. Well.
This is awesome. No, I'm pumped.
Mark your calendars. You're very welcome. Matt, the news guy, he will be playing with the Globetrotters Wednesday, February 13th, is at Soika Pavilion at Bucknell University. Details at WQKX.com, or you can get your tickets right now at the Bucknell Box Office, BucknellBoxOfficeTickets.com.
There it is. The Harlem Globetrotters featuring news guy Matt, 94KX. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning with Ariana. Kyle's here looking good in his V-neck sweater.
Yeah, everybody's
getting back home, Loretta.
Dressed nicely on this Monday morning.
Yeah, I got things to do. I got people to see.
You're very busy and important.
I don't know about important, but I'm busy.
Yeah. You got have the tie on? You have the shirt on?
Yeah, shirt and tie day
today. Picasso tie.
Tommy Tom.
So, is that who it is, Picasso?
It's very Picasso, yeah.
Very Picasso persons.
People's. Distorted faces mm-hmm. on my tie.
Yeah, I was going to ask who it was, but I wasn't sure.
Nah, just friends of mine.
It's from his blue period.
Yeah, I went to high school with Picasso. We're in the same art class.
Mm-hmm. And, you and Pablo, huh?
Pablo did much better than I in painting. So we revealed just moments ago, Kyle, that Matt, the news guy, Cotrillo, will be on the Harlem Globetrotters team.
And I may or may not have, to quote Laura, I may or may not have accidentally let it slip over the weekend.
Oh, no.
But it's not a big deal because I don't know how this is going to go. And I'm going to be on vacation that week. I wish I was going to be
here. I know. I so wish you could be there.
He acted surprised. We told everyone when he was in the newsroom on Friday, and they listened to WKOK in the newsroom. So he didn't hear what we said, but...
So,
I signed him right up.
So for Kyle, he has his choice to go to the Daytona 500 or watch Cotrillo drop dimes on the Globetrotters.
And it actually is a tough choice.
No, it's not.
Don't worry. I'll make sure to go Facebook Live to show this awesomeness. That
so you
is
can see it.
How's Matt,
that?
The news guy playing basketball.
I don't think he was ever a basketball player, was he?
No, he was.
He was?
Through eighth grade.
Right up to eighth grade.
Okay.
He played guard through eighth grade, and then in college played pickup ball that he enjoys playing basketball.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know they ever played basketball. I thought he played baseball or something, but...
Something like that. No, he's ready. He's all
ready.
Excited about it. I can't wait to see him in those striped shorts.
And the jersey. We're going to put a hoop out in the parking lot and then practice during the polar vortex.
Matt Cotrillo from downtown.
There you go. Kyle's next. Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Triangle.